Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:09, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is June 8th. And today it was really about Brazil, because just about everything that happened today, you could just tie it back to things that are common to Brazil. The Brazilian market was up 2.47%, and that is finding support and rallying emphatically now from the region of the moving average, and it's looking increasingly likely that the index may well be able to break that quite lengthy progression of lower rally highs. And and in tandem with that, you're getting commonality across the commodity producing markets. So, for example, the Australian index continues to consolidate above the moving average. It was pretty much unchanged in here today. Then Mexico is testing the upper side of a three-year range. It's only a couple hundred points away from its all-time high, and that's a 46,000-point index, so a couple hundred points really is nothing at all. Then when you look at Russia, it's also bouncing from the region of the moving average, and then it's a pretty similar story right across Latin America. So this rebound in oil prices is really a tide that is lifting all boats in the commodities sector. And Brent crude today was up by $1.14, and WTI up about just a dollar even. They're both pulling away now from this $50 area, and the pace of the advance has certainly picked up. People really are starting to get the message that the lows are in. Now, then it's obviously being supported by the fact that you have civil unrest in Nigeria's primary export terminals, and these rebel bands trying to blow up pipelines has resulted in Nigeria losing about 700,000 to 800,000 barrels a day of export capacity. Then with wildfires in Canada, that is helping to more than offset the surge in supply that has come from Iran since the sanctions were lifted earlier in the year. So then the oversupply of crude that's been in the market that drove the market to such lows is rapidly being unwound. And we're not quite yet at a place where the drilling activity has picked up. And we also, of course, know that a number of these fracking operations have got holes that have not yet had pumping jacks installed above them. So the chances are that the rig count might be lagging, but it's probably the thing that a lot of people are looking for to signal that US supply is about to start coming back into this market. And in the absence of a break at the progression of higher reaction lows, a push below the 200-day moving average, but more importantly, a pullback of greater than between $6 and $7, then you'd have to give the benefit of the doubt to continued upside here for the oil price. Now, what else was interesting in Brazil today? It was that there is risk of frost, and of course you don't often get frost in somewhere like Brazil, and that has put lit a fire under both sugar and coffee. So Arabica coffee today was stronger by almost 7.5 cents, and that's a new recovery high. That rather confirms that this was a first step above the type 2 bottom, and then that this is now a recovery scenario. I really am now kicking myself that I hadn't bought it, but from long experience, I hate to chase commodities, but sugar remains on this recovery trajectory, but it is now beginning to pick up pace, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to characterize it as beginning to accelerate now. The risk of frost in a prime agricultural tropical area like Brazil can have a dramatic effect on prices. So then these are probably worth watching. And of course, soybeans is the other big export that we get from Brazil. And it was stronger today by 36 cents. So that has been the strongest of the beans and grains for the last while, and certainly nothing has happened to change that. Then This was also a very positive day on precious metals. Gold prices today up by $18, silver by 65 cents, platinum by $13. And perhaps more important is that they're finishing out, particularly gold and silver, pretty close to the upper side of the range on the day. Palladium remains a laggard, and not least because of fears that demand for diesel vehicles is going to be less after the corruption scandals that racked the industry towards the end of last year and early this year. So that explains why palladium is lagging, but nonetheless it has a short-term upward bias. And when you take a step back and you look at the medium-term prospects for the precious metals, they are certainly being the price action is perhaps the most important, of course, and it is obviously something that we need to look at. And they have found support in the region of their respective 200-day moving averages. Platinum had this upside weekly queue reversal last week, and we are getting pretty impressive follow-through so far this week. So that confirms support in the region of the moving average and at least a near-term low. But the catalyst behind that is the fact that today the ECB decided that they were going to, or this was the day that they kicked off their bond buying program, and they're going to be buying corporate bonds. With German Bund yields at only between 4 and 5 basis points, then one has to question how long is it before we're going to get even more sovereign bonds trading at negative yields. And it's about 40% of the total stock of sovereign bonds trading at negative yields at present. And who's to say that that isn't going to go to 50% or more than that with the ECB buying bonds with both hands? And there is an open pocketbook there, so they can keep buying as long as they need to achieve what their goals. Now, against that background, when you look at the precious metals, then there are two important characteristics. The first, of course, is that they don't have a yield, but in a negative yield environment, then that makes them look rather attractive, just by the pickup in yield you get by getting nothing at all. Which, if you had talked about that a decade ago, you would have been looked at as an not only being crazy, but as being an imbecile, that someone could even countenance that could happen. But the perhaps more important characteristic is that they simply can't be lent into existence. And then that is a powerful reason to have precious metals as at least an insurance policy within one's portfolio. Then when we look at the impact that it had in stock markets, it was pretty muted. The majority of indices in Europe were in negative territory. But the FTSE was up about 0.25%, and not least because some of the largest weightings are energy companies, and like I said, the oil price continues to rally here. Now, there are two important events that are going to happen this month. Well, the first is that MSCI is going to decide whether they're going to allow the Chinese A shares into their emerging markets index. Now, last year they decided that they would not do that because they didn't think the market was ready for it in terms of the regulatory system. But what they did do was give a 50% weight in terms of free float to the US listed ADRs of Chinese companies, at least 13 of them. Now, perhaps this is the year where they decide that they are going to allow A shares into the emerging markets index, and if it in fact does go ahead, then that would create a source of potential demand, regardless of the fact that the deadline to that funds would have to buy the reweight wouldn't actually occur until next year, but it would certainly signal to the market that there's going to be a substantial number of people that are going to have to buy for their funds if the MSCI decides that it should be part of its benchmarks. So then China is perhaps worth watching here, and not least because it doesn't seem to be pricing it in at all. The Hang Seng was relatively unchanged, and here today the CSI 300 was down about 0.4%. And this has been a rather inert environment overall. So in the event that we do get a positive catalyst, then there could be room here for some additional upside. And of course, the other big event this month is going to be the referendum in the UK. And there was someone on Bloomberg TV this morning was characterizing it as that the market is pricing in is not pricing in any potential at all that the UK is going to leave the EU. So in the event that the vote does in fact vote to leave, then that's going to have a knock-on effect on asset prices. So with Wall Street at the upper side of its range, and with the majority of these European indices in the region of their respective progressions of lower rally highs or in the region of their moving averages, then the potential for a positive catalyst to help to send markets higher or a negative catalyst to confirm resistance is something that is probably likely to be an important factor over the next couple of weeks. And the pound was less volatile in here today. It was only down 40 ticks, and I continue to think that we're going to see quite a bit of additional volatility in the pound between now and when the referendum takes place. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.